My name's Ed Piskor.
I'm Jim Rugg.
And there's a lot of Red Room news to talk about, but first, Jimmy, what do you got?
I have a Patreon, patreon.com/JimRugg, where I post lots of original art, process, comics, notes, essays, things of that nature. And right now I'm doing a series on Street Angel, Lost Dog, and Street Angel's Dog. This is the first Image comic that I made for Street Angel. This was the last Image comics for Street Angel. So 3 years between these two, same story. I'm a totally different cartoonist using different tools, revamped the story. It's a chance to kind of see the process and to compare, you know, page by page, the different approaches to these two stories.
So I'm going to be able to, like, see your thoughts on this page here, and then you're going to tell me why you chose this composition as
yes,
opposed
I
to
am.
This composition?
That's exactly what it is, Ed. It has things like scripts. I put the scripts up ahead of the pages, talk about the changes in those. So, yeah, it's Octobriana Process Zine got a really good response, and this has grown out of that that project.
And this page isn't even like this page, man.
I drew this page here.
You did?
Yeah.
Yes. And I remember the design of the dog was a big...
That's
thing
a big
that you
one.
Were working on.
That's a big part of the first. I've got the first couple installments up on my Patreon, and the dog design is the main difference in these early pages. As we go along, things really change between the two books, but the dog is the first thing that you notice as being different in the two stories.
Kayfabers, you got to hit up Jimmy's Patreon and see what is going down with this.
Patreon.com/JimRugg.
All right, Jimmy, man. So about a month ago, we made the announcement that Red Room... issue one is coming out from Fantagraphics. It was something we were sitting on for a long time, but it is underway. We put that video out there to announce the forthcoming comic. Thousands of people have pre-ordered this issue directly through the Fantagraphics website, and still possible to do. In the link tree below, you could get there, go to the Fanta site, put in your pre-order. But now... the comic shops are going to be receiving their previews order guides, the big catalog that all the comic shops use to order their comics. And you can't just take for granted that they're going to automatically just order one of everything in the catalog. It's a big book. It's like a phone book size, man. So you have to go to your comic shop. If you haven't pre-ordered this thing, you got to tell your comic shop that there is an extremely popular YouTube channel and they have comics that are out in the wild. Red Room issue one is in that book. And it takes 3 months for us to print up the orders once we get them and get them to the store. So now is order time.
This is a really good thing to talk about in that the comic shop ordering system is a little bit strange.
Yes.
And it's good to let them know because, as Ed says, there's so many comics that come out in a month. Nobody can stay on top of all of them. So when you see something cool, you got to let those comic shops know because it's good for the comic shops, and we all love those comic shops. So let them know that part so that they can have the heads up, because guess what? We talk about this every single day. We are trying to sell these books, and if your comic shop has these on the shelf, they can make a few bucks. So let those comic shops that you love know about Red Room.
Every book that I've put out up to now, man, sells out extremely quick. Usually the first day, and that is a consequence of stores under-ordering the books, and it is a consequence of the publishers not printing enough. So the pre-orders that we've had will factor into the formula of how many books we end up printing up, and the stores' orders... hopefully it meets demand. The big announcement today, because this is going to be a monthly comic, Jimmy, I got to start pumping these suckers out.
That's amazing.
So spent all of 2020, a little piece of 2019, putting these pages together. There's close to 200 pages complete. And we're going to have a new issue coming out, man. I call it the June. So this is coming out in May. I call this the June 2021 issue, man, because... who needs comic numbers on comics that have self-contained stories?
Amen, brother.
You just pick up an issue. This is the June 2021 issue, even though it might say issue number 2 on the Fanta site. I got to talk to them about that, man. But I'm selling hard the fact that these comics are self-contained, man. We are not playing that game of coming up with one story that you're kind of happy with and spreading it across 6 months worth of comic book issues, getting you to pay $30, $40, $60 to read a complete story and then collect it in a trade paperback, that ain't happening. If you see a deficiency in the system and you don't like it, try to do something different. If we are proven right, you're going to see more self-contained comics coming out there and more creators respecting your hard-earned dollars when you're plunking down for an issue. And maybe, you know, we make this thing successful enough, you'll be able to grab an issue of a comic and sit down, read it, and enjoy a complete narrative. So the comic, what it's about real quick, is murder on the dark web for fun and profit, Jim. So these people, they show up on webcam streams on the dark web, which is untraceable, you're anonymous. People on those anonymous channels are in chat rooms watching one of these masked people with some sort of victim, and it's like the old gladiator matches in a way, except one person is definitely not going to be coming out the winner, and the people in the chat room, they pledge Bitcoin to have their sort of dark fantasies enacted, and it's usually very, very dark, usually very, very gory. And some questions are answered in this one. As you can see, answers revealed. Where do the torture stars find their victims? Because it's very important. Like, you know, like if I got you on webcam and you're tied up to a chair, maybe they show your face on the news and they can, like, tell who the heck you are. So we have to answer some of those questions in here, man. The idea is to introduce this problem, this scary idea of an entertainment source on the black market happening on these webcams. And we look at that same problem in many different angles. That's what every different story is. And this one is a little bit from the victim perspective, man.
Love these characters. Obviously, I've gotten to see a little bit more than the viewers at home right now. And I've gotten to see these characters popping up. And it reminds me of superheroes, of course. You know, they're very cool designs. If you're going to be performing in front of a camera, you need a gimmick.
Right.
So it's awesome to see those things coming out. Very similar to wrestlers in a way, and I love that part of it. I think it really, I don't know, it personifies this evil in a way that is enjoyable to see. I almost hate saying that into the microphone, but it's really cool seeing these designs actually coming out now and seeing them on the covers.
Cosplayers, burn these into your mind, man, because I'm anticipating a day when comic conventions can happen again. I don't anticipate a day where I'm going to be shaking anybody's hand ever again. So I'll give you the fist bump. I'll give you the knuckles and shit. But I want to see these people walking around. I want to see them menacing punk-ass little Deadpools and stuff.
Yeah, this would definitely change the dynamic of cosplaying. And the Deadpools maybe fall in line after that.
So this will be a 22-page story, 64-page issue. This one's going to cost a couple of bucks more than the usual. But, I mean, it's the same price as any Marvel DC book. The difference is you're going to get a complete story in this comic, and I won't hold a gun to your head to have to read the next issue in order to see what happens.
I buy comics for people, mm-hmm. a lot, friends, family, always trying to push comics into people's hands. This is a perfect comic for your friends who are into horror, whether that's old VHS horror, contemporary horror, splatterpunk, whatever it is. I don't know that there's another horror comic that's ever existed on this level. So if your friends out there are kind of into comics but don't know where to start or don't know what's good, this is perfect for anybody that's a fan of horror and of any media or format.
We put word out on the streets, man. Thousands of people pre-ordered this sucker. The marching orders today, put in your order, your pre-order for Red Room, issue number... See, I almost fucked up, Jimmy. Put in your order for the June 2021 issue of Red Room, the second issue that will be coming out. And tell your stores if you haven't done so already. And sometimes our Canadian kayfabe crew out there, they don't want to pay the exorbitant shipping charge across, you know, country lines. And certainly our audience from across the pond. Now's the time where you tell your comic shop to get a hold of this thing and order a bunch of copies so that they could bear the cost of the freight. And you don't have to worry about that.
And also for those Canadian customers, you want to hop on this early before it gets on the banned list in Canada.
You could see the numbers of countries are already increasing. We won't go there yet. Anyhow, those are the marching orders. Get to it. Thank you guys so very much who have already supported the comic. People buying multiple copies even to give away to friends and family.
Worth saying too, you know, we do this show for free. One of the things that can really be a help now is to share this message. When you see these things popping up on social media, hit that share button, spread this word, let everybody know about it.
Very thankful to the kayfabe audience out there. Super thrilled that they're, you know, sharing, supporting the comics. Subscribe and hit the bell on the YouTube channel, because we're popping up in streams. Now that the word is out, could do live streams while drawing the comic. And I think I've put together 5-6 pages while hanging out with the chat room. I definitely drew 3 covers last week.
Wow.
With the chat. So, guys, this is the cover that I was working on.
Very nice. That's a great cover. I like that a lot.
Yeah, thanks a lot, man. It's a monthly comic. Got to get back to work. Good to go?
Sounds good.
Kayfabers, order these Red Room comics. Pre-order. Tell your store to get them. Like, follow, and subscribe to the YouTube channel. Hit the bell once again. We'll notify you when new vids are available.
You can subscribe to the Cartoonist Kayfabe e-newsletter at the links below this video to keep up with all of this news that's coming up in 2021. You can find Cartoonist Kayfabe t-shirts and merchandise at the links below this video.
All right, man. Given the marching orders, we got to get back to work.
Buy more Red Room comics.